I would classify us as not extremely healthy. So actually, it's easier when you have a couple players that may not go. So, but yes, I mean 53-46 is always difficult because obviously everybody wants to play. You'd like to play them all, but that is part of the challenge. My outlook on having a healthy 53 makes for better practice, and your practice week is very important in your preparation.
So special teams practices pretty big for our trigger now this week?
Special teams is always a big part of the 46, yes.
Mike, it's the first game, maybe the one where you might see someone do something just really out of character for them, that they've worked out in the offseason, more so than any time you've ever seen it during the season.
Historically, the statistics would tell you 25% of the time you'll see something you haven't seen.
What do you consider their identity to be, Mike?
Their team identity? I think they do a good job playing well to one another. Speaking in terms of offense to defense, their defensive front is very strong. They're very stout against the run. Their starting point in their offense has been running the football. So with that, they play well to one another. I think their special teams unit is clearly one of the better units in the league, one of the better coach units in the league. So, and with that, good special teams always plays very well to a tough defense and a hard-nosed offense.
Mike, going back to what Tom was talking about, when you're faced with that, or when your players see something that they haven't seen before, as a coach, what are you hoping they rely on to handle that situation?
Well, I'm not hoping. I'm counting on them to rely on their, on their training. And it was part of our presentation today. We actually had a presentation that illustrated all the snaps that we've gone against each other starting in the spring throughout the summer that prepared them for this game. So we have a multiple defense, a multiple pressure defense. We line up a lot of different formations, a lot of different personnel groups offensively. So it's excellent training against one another to prepare us for these type of situations. So, frankly, we just need to trust our training, trust our awareness, and play football. This game will come down to fundamentals like it always does.
Mike, on the flip side of it, how much value do you put in your unscouted looks that you're going to give them? I mean, it's nice to have, but I assume execution.
I don't put as much value into unscouted looks as I used to. False expectations. Sometimes you think you're going to have a gotcha play, but gotcha plays are only as good as, basic plays. It's a matter of when you call them, how they're executed. So I think it's important to think when you call football games, it's more about the mindset of the call and what you're trying to get done, how you're attacking your opponent, because the result is really is based on the execution. So that's why I don't really get bent out of shape when people ask me run pass ratios and things like that, because as I've found over the years, game planning isn't about hitting numbers or staying true to a statistic. It's staying true to how you are trying to attack that opponent, stay in tune with that philosophy throughout the game. To me, that's how you're successful.
Like, how much did you get out of House today? And even if he doesn't make it for Sunday, is there value in this week?
Well, there's great value in having Devon back out there because he's having such a strong training camp. So he's getting more and more comfortable. Being out there, going through some of the drills, tried to do a little more with him today with it because he was in pads. So, hopefully he keeps progressing. So,
like, how far along do you believe Cedric is in knowledge of the whole offensive plan, passing game included?
I feel very good about Cedric Benson, where he is today. I feel very comfortable that he knows the game plan and is it's not the football understanding that's an issue. It's just, once in a while a term comes up and just because, our language is not a constant language. It isn't in a book our playbook isn't in a book you just change the date on. The language is ever evolving and, things change. So this was called something last week. It's called something different this week. And that's just kind of part of the way we operate right now.
Two more? Mike, is against the Chiefs brought up a lot of issues about his pass ball security. How comfortable are you with him in that
Well, I mean, Cedric's just like everybody else. I mean, he goes through the ball security drills every day. And frankly, since we've made the change in the ball security emphasis as far as how much we do it in practice and along with our defensive change, I think it was 3 years ago, I think we've been plus 56, plus 58 in turnover ratio. So that's who we are. That's a standard that we adhere to, and everybody on offense and special teams is held to that level of accountability. So he's no different.
Thank you.